Hey, dear friends, this is Russ Dizdar. Listen, on a Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, there can be a lot of emotion going on in all kinds of events. There's emotion at a wedding. There's emotion at a funeral. There's emotion on the battlefield. There's emotion when it comes to ideologies. Listen, there is emotion about Armageddon. You got to understand that there is not only the future snapshot that God has clearly shown us, there are so many ramifications, though, and we're looking at some of those this week. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net here, coming out of Ohio from where we're at, and I know you are in many parts of the world listening, and we're grateful to have you here. Listen, if you want to email during the show, ShatterXmail@SBCGlobal.net. You can also go to the www.shatterthedarkness.net website. Again, for all those who are new, there's a ton of downloads and information there. And listen, we're grateful for all those who have written in, and we've got a number of questions, too. We're going to do a question and answer series, an entire week-long series coming up, but I'll announce that ahead of time. And you can throw up all the questions you can, and we'll see about answering those specifically. Tonight, we are on the third part of the series we're doing right now called, it's just simply the title of the series, the topic is Preparation for Armageddon, Satanic Weaponization. So I pray that by God's providence, some politician, some in military, and others would be also engaged in this discussion. Because what is occurring now in the, well, in the engineering, in the blueprint stage, in the conceiving of planetary defense weapon systems has everything to do with Armageddon. As a matter of fact, super weapons and super soldiers may have everything to do with the coming Armageddon. Now, Monday night, we talked about how the future is revealed. And, you know, listen, you could be a remote viewer, a psychic, many others that, you know, look into Nostradamus and other sources, even Mayan prophecies. Question is, what's the source of the prophetic element? Which, in every one of those cases, is terribly inaccurate. There's some accuracy, but there is more inaccuracy in those areas. Now, I'm going to tell you just quickly one of the reasons why is because it's all in finite sources, limited sources. I don't care if it is the biggest fallen angel, a Nephilim. If it's finite, it's limited. Now, there is an infinite source. Infinite. Infinity. No beginning, no end, no height, no depth, no width, no length. This is about God. And if you was to take a backpack and travel into God, it's just an example, you'd never come out. There's no way to. So you've got to understand the nature of God when it comes. This omniscience is incredible. This omnipresence is incredible. To know the future, the past, and the present all at the same moment in the context of you and I, created, finite, in time and space, well, creatures. Now, when we talk about this, we can go to the Old Testament and look at the future prophecies, all of which, 100% accuracy. As a matter of fact, that's one of the tests. To the Old Testament prophets, that if it came with accuracy, 100% accuracy, and revealed God and led people to God, it came from God. If it was inaccurate or partially accurate and led people away from the Word of God and away from God, it wasn't from God. If you want a good grid, go to Deuteronomy 13. Check out the revelation of Deuteronomy 13. For the remote viewers, you understand the concept of data. coming down out of the Akashic records or the Hall of Records. That's where you get your stuff. That's why I've been saying for years, it's not just human capacity. It's enhanced human capacity. And the source of that enhancement is not only finite, but is extremely deceptive and ultimately lethal. As one human being speaking to another, I simply say, because of the love of God and my love for you, wake up out of this darkness. Why does all of that lead you away from the real Christ of God, who raised the dead, who healed the sick, opened the eyes of the blind, was sinless, born of the Virgin, prophesied by the prophets over 300 times? According to Psalm 16, they knew for 1,000 years that when Messiah came, he would not see decay. There would be a resurrection from the dead. Progressive revelation in the old, massive unleashing in the new. Now listen, when you go through the New Testament now, we have 1/3 of it dealing with prophetic revelation. Prophetic revelation. And I'm going to tell you right now how vital prophetic revelation is. As a matter of fact, if you don't know God, it can help you come to know God. That's right. Prophetic revelation. I'm going to read you something. I'll tell you where it's from in a moment. And here again, by the Spirit of God, Paul writes, "Now to him," referring to God, "now to God, who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery hidden long before or long ages past, but now revealed, and made known," listen, "through the prophetic writings." Revealed and made known through the prophetic grapha, the writings, by the command of the eternal God, so that all nations might believe and obey. Listen, you're either obeying the spirits and the deception and the ramping up that's going on, and I've been telling you, and as you're listening, and as you're monitoring, and as you're checking in, and as, well, listen, I got a letter the other day. You want to hear about the letter? Listen, before we get into the body of the message tonight, I just want to say again, great that you're here. You're prayed for. We just stretch out our prayers in every direction before we get to this 1 hour moment with you in time. Because we're praying that God would stretch out his hand, that God would bring you here, that God would engage you, that God would bring, well, we even pray that his hand would be stretched to save, to heal, to deliver, to help you. Because God is great. I mean, listen, this is the one that is promised in the end of all things, when we are in Christ, glorified with indestructible, immortal bodies, that God himself wipes away. There's the erasure of tears, of all the pain and all the emotion, all of it. There's a wiping away. Now, we could talk about the infinity of God. We can go into the immeasurability of God. We can, but when you look that God wipes away the final tears, ending the trail of tears, the history of tears, you're talking about the most relational and personal. I mean, this is the one that hung on the cross and cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Isn't this relational? So it's not just about powers. And listen, tonight, as maybe weapons makers will listen or get the archives, or super soldiers, a lot of you chosen ones, right, you know, in. And listen, I haven't heard from this one for a while, and I've got a note tonight that I want to kind of share, and I'm not going to read names. But we talked last night on the Tuesday night, Survive to Thrive.net 7 p.m. show. Last night's show dealt with the planetary and supernatural weapons and super soldiers, that whole issue. And after the show, here's what somebody wrote. Because we talked about the, you know, not only the idea of splitting personality and creating programmed sub-personalities. I mean, G.H. Esterbrooks and Sidney Gottlieb, all these guys knew this back in the late 40s, all through the 50s. So for the hundreds of thousands that have been diagnosed, did I say hundreds of thousands? Yes. With, well, they call it DID now. Dissociative Identity Disorder. Literally means just simply that a person has actual sub-personalities or distinct alter personalities. G.H. Esterbrooks talked about this in the weaponization of creating sub-personalities. He outlines it in a book that reveals a weaponization in military use. Into the 40s. Now think how much time over, listen, 60 years to continue to develop and perfect the creation of assassins, sub-personalities, that would be infiltrators and reconnaissance and disinformation artists and spies. But see, this goes way back beyond United States Black Ops. This is the technology that I've talked about, forged in hell, that involves not only the programming of sub-personalities, but the demonizing. And hundreds of thousands of those who have been diagnosed in psychiatric wards, counseling centers across the nation, Canada, United Kingdom, Europe, even Australia. Guess what? They'll talk about, overwhelmingly, probably 90%, 95% or more, will talk about satanic rituals, demonic powers. They'll talk about, if you get deep down inside, they'll talk about ancient bloodlines, commitment to the coming Antichrist, and being part of the troops. Super soldiers with numerous abilities, charged with powers that have flown from hell. Here's what one says to me. They write a letter to me. The one who is to come, referring to the Antichrist. Now listen, this is referring to the Antichrist. And now we're talking about someone who may be one of these sub-personalities, coven loyal, committed to the dark side, charged with powers, and knows how to do satanic ritual power, let alone other stuff, psi warfare and so forth. Here's what they said concerning yesterday's show. They wrote, referring to the Antichrist, they say this, quote, "The one who is to come will surround himself with those from the old bloodlines, those born awakened, mothers of darkness and her priestesses will be utilized as personal seers and consorts. And additional security system. The weaponization of satanic powers inside super soldiers and mothers of darkness, priestesses with powers, this is no different than the ancient Philistines and the ancient Amorites and the ancient Zamzumis when they also summoned the gods of war and the oracles. And they sought supernatural power, and they sacrificed one king, losing to Israel, sacrifices his son to a demon god, sheds his blood, and their military is empowered to defeat Israel in that moment in time. Listen, for those that think that military systems only win on the basis of technology alone, let's ask the questions why the Russians and the United States in the late 60s and 70s spent billions in the development of psi warfare. and remote viewing. And the men who stare at goats at Fort Bragg, PK Man, Psy Warriors that could see, well, around, can feel out 5, 6, 7 miles where the enemy is, can remote view right on the battlefield where they're at, can maybe even project with enhanced human power, psi power, and explode the heart of an enemy soldier, divert the mind, send voice-to-skull messages, or summon powers against enemy nations. You think that's not being done today? Go back to the battle between, between some of the U.S. military leadership that was dealing with Noriega in Panama years and years ago, and how Noriega himself, you'll read about this in John Ronson's book, The Men Who Stared Goats, and the quest for psi powers. You can read about Colonel Shannon's 1st Earth Battalion. Light level compared to the deep Luciferian blitzkrieg type ritual warfare. But let me read what this chosen one, this one who knows some of the underground information and that would claim that they're part of this whole thing. They're talking about Mothers of Darkness and her priestesses will be utilized as personal seers and consorts. An additional security system. See, a lot of Americans in the West, maybe even Britain right now, but a lot of American Christians and a lot of them have been so naturalized because of the demythologizing theologians from 50, 60, 70 years ago. We've been so rationalized in our theology that we don't understand the depth that all of it is supernatural. The Word of God, supernatural. Salvation, supernatural. Prayer, supernatural. Worship and encounter with the living God. Listen, satanic rituals are just as real. Prayers where God moves in power. Rituals where demons are sent and move in power. They're all real. One is right. One is lethally wrong. Now, this individual goes on in the email from yesterday because of the show on Armageddon and because of the discussion we had on super soldiers and super weapons. Quote again, referring to the Antichrist, quote, those who turn against him, turn against the Antichrist, will be found. Listen to what they say. For all the conspiracy buffs, all those who understand mind control, listen a moment. You might want to send this one to somebody. I'm quoting again from someone that I know about. There's been engagement. There are created sub-personalities and definitely seasoned psi powers and dark powers and knowledge here. So I'm quoting what they're saying concerning the actual Antichrist. You've got to understand that the chosen ones that we talk about on our website, and psychiatrists and pastors and counselors all across the Western world have been dealing with, well, now some claim 4.5 million. Listen, Colin Ross, the psychiatrist out of Canada, now living in the U.S., who wrote the book Project Bluebird, The Purposeful Creation of Multiple Personality Disorder. The book's title is now changed to The CIA Doctors. Now, he gives a quote from someone which he kind of, I guess, postulates the possibility of 10 million of those in childhood who'd been selected, their personalities split, sub-personalities created and programmed, and I will say again, the majority are demonized, and into the depths of them, they have been trained. This is a technology from Hell's Kitchen, folks. That's where it's from. And for some counselors and psychiatrists and others that are working with multiples, you may be working with upfront personalities and home-created personalities, but I'm telling you that deep down inside, usually covered by power demons, keeping them sleeper personalities quiet and hidden for now, they're there. they can be found. But it will take an authority, the authority of Christ, to crack that open and find those sub-personalities programmed, dealing with the demons and bringing them out, and actually helping to stop what's going to be done in the future here. They believe in a great revolt, and they're a part of it. They believe that they are part of the troops of Antichrist, that they will unleash hell on earth in light of bringing the Antichrist to power. So this one that knows all about this wrote me yesterday evening, referring to the Antichrist, I'm quoting them again, those who turn against him, the Antichrist that is, will be found. I'm still quoting, no private thought will be safe from the from the scrutiny thanks to the pineal gland. You see, there are those like the book on the spirit molecule, the concept of where does spirit interact with our physical. For those who are believers, when you say you hear the Spirit of God, now listen, a lot of occultists and a lot of those that did studies in LSD and psychedelics and drugs and so forth, and those who understand in the psychic world and remote viewing and astral projection, they understand that the pineal gland is where this interaction takes place. It might be where the concept of the third eye in occultism comes from. Occultists and those trained with psi powers enhanced, I believe, by planos spirits, the energy and the power from, well, 1 Timothy chapter 4, the infinite spirit of God reveals what finite, limited spirits would be doing on a massive scale, operating in hearts and lives and minds. And I've said again and again and again in biblical revealed prophecy, and I don't know if that military strategists can get this into their minds, get this into their thinking, that the targets for the future and globalism and where everything is going, you can't stop it, but you can take a look at it. Look around you. The primary targets, politicians, military leadership, military labs, military, the places where they develop future weapons. Now again, I'm quoting from this individual that sent this note that would be, again, experienced, versed in psi, and I would even say satanic warfare. Much of the church barely even knows its authority in Christ, the armor of God, let alone what God has revealed and given us a heads up about concerning the development of broader spiritual warfare. The 60s, 70s, and 80s, even the 90s Christians, are nothing in comparison to what's to come in the next months and few years. The supernatural side of the dark side will ramp up beyond what we've ever seen or experienced in human history. Now, it doesn't mean that it goes beyond the infinite power and presence and work of God in Christ. Literally, it just means that it's going to be more numerous, coming through more and more doorways in unprecedented power and strength and numbers. It doesn't diminish the fact that Christians have authority to trample the dark side, that Christians have armor, that Christians are to be aware and not unaware of this, that Christians are to learn the concept of alertness and action and be engaged. If you are a Christian and you know the authority of Christ, are you using it? It's not meant to know, it's meant to be used. Matter of fact, if you get time to think about coming to the conference down in Mansfield, Ohio, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, down in Mansfield, you can go to shatterthedarkness.net. Up in the right-hand corner, demolishing strongholds, click it on. There's a whole web page all about, you know, the basics of spiritual warfare. We're going to go over the five A's: awareness, authority, armor, alertness, and then action. We're going to go over satanic ritual warfare. We're going to go over this kind of stuff that we're talking about. We're going to pull out some biblical prophetic revelation to tell you and show you that God has given us a heads up, a very strategic heads up, and that there is no limitation to the authority and the power and the grace and the might that God has given us. Unless we sit back suppressing or allowing ourselves to be suppressed, then we sit, well, I think then we sit in shameful disobedience. I mean, that's fearfulness in the body of Christ and the concept of just running and hiding. Goliath's on the field, the soldiers up in the rocks. It took a little man like David to stand in the power and the presence of God and go out on the field and challenge all of that. And the only place the power of God was demonstrated was out on the field. And Goliath, probably being Nephilim or Nephilim bloodline, was this giant with power and demonic strength, and all of Israel's army stood back there, hidden, until David came, and the hand of God, the power of God was on the field, and the great dark giant, was felled, was downed. I'm reading about a Psy warrior writing to me. I'm quoting again what they've said concerning super soldiers. Here's what they said. Psychics given the gift, who allowed the seed of doubt to sprout, will be fun. All weak links eliminated. All weak links eliminated, referring to their own system. If you're not 100% in serving the Antichrist, elimination. The great chaos to come before the arrival of the Antichrist involves elimination. 2012ers and others talk about millions maybe being lost. The Georgia Guidestones from some ancient occult ideology talks about the reduction of the population of the earth by billions to a manageable 500 million. Anybody awake out there? Anybody interested in what's really going on? Oh, we've got things to do. Listen, I had time to go out today and be in the woods and do some jogging and doing some prayer out there. I've got time to do I had to cut grass today. We got to live, but we live with our armor on. We live with mission as believers. Because you got to understand something. I'm going to tell you right now, I've been engaging the underground. We've been going under the carpet for the last 25 years. There's some fierce warriors that are only the prelude to the ones that will be here in Revelation 19:19. Outside of Christ and His, this is the most fierce, possessed, advanced, trained, and numerous military system in human history, Revelation 19:19. And all of those who have been getting the ideas, we're going to talk about DARPA here in a moment, but all those who have been getting the ideas about, and Deborah sends a note in tonight too, and I appreciate that. You're listening, thank you. And are you aware that they made a movie called The Men Who Stares at Goats? Yeah, and you know what? It's coming out in November, The Men Who Stare at Goats. And I know there's like 10 people want to take me. I'll end up probably having to see it two or three times. But it's going to be kind of spoofy. It's going to be kind of joking about the whole of the issue. But for thousands of those who have been through the sub-projects and Monarch and MKUltra and the Brotherhood and all of the stuff, it's not funny to them. The hundreds of thousands of intact, what are called chosen ones, whose personalities can remote view, can project out, can unleash powers, can be psi warriors, But beyond all of that is a darker side, deep within. The darkest part of what we understand in satanic ritual abuse and mind control has not yet been manifested. And I'm sure there's some chosen ones listening right now that can write and tell me what they think about that statement. That out of all the 25 years now that billions of dollars in insurance money and counseling and psychology and everything else have been used in dealing with mind control, splitting of personality, satanic ritual abuse, and trying to bring healing and so forth to individuals that were supposed to be surrendered and chosen unto Satan and to be servants of the coming Antichrist. As I just got done reading, which is true, listen, a lot of those will be involved aiding soldiers. They will be involved in, well, I'm quoting again from one of them. Quote, this came in last night. Quote, referring to the Antichrist, the one who is to come, will surround himself with those from the old bloodlines. Talk about Aryan. Talk about the Aryan, the Atlantean, the Hyperbolean, the Lumerian, all those things you can talk about. You can go all the way back to the Zamzumis. You're talking now about Nephilim blood, that the powers, supernatural powers of the fallen angels were embedded in the genetics of the hybrids. And even after the flood, they were here in generations. Go check it out, Zamzumis, Emims, so forth in the Old Testament, all over the earth. Steve Quell has done a great job, and Tom Horn has done a great job about revealing a lot of the factors here. Giants on the earth, you better realize, yes. Now, this one that writes to me, I'm writing, and I'm quoting again, when they're referring to the ancient bloodlines, those born awakened. In other words, born and their genetics and demonization. The genetics already have the powers of the past handed down. Ancient rituals involves this. Listen, what do you think happens to the satanic priest grandmothers and grandfathers when they're dying? And they've had all those years of powers and powers and powers in them. Have you read about, do you know about the ritual that is done to unleash the powers down into the next generation? Powers, there's power in the blood. Christians understand this principle, power in the blood. A precious blood. A sinless blood. The blood of the Lamb of God. Demons fear and hate the concept of the blood of Christ. Talk about pure blood. Christians got to understand the concept of the genetics of the incarnation, God and man in one, totally. And there's something about the blood. The life is in the blood. There's properties in the blood. Something about what Christ did at the cross when he died as a sinless Lamb of God, that he had broken the power of death itself, the sin code, Satan's legalities, hell, everything was broken. This rugged cross wielded a power that most men and women have not yet felt. You feel the power of the presence of the Spirit of God now breathing on you, dear friend. Come to the living Christ who loves you with infinite passion, power. Outside of that, you're the prey. Some of the predators listen to the live shows, to the recorded shows. They send me letters in the mail. They've stopped by to take pictures of my house lately. One of them even sent me a text message at 3:45 a.m. in the morning. this one that sent the email last night after last night's show is talking about the mothers of darkness. Now, listen, all of this satanic, ritually abused victims by the hundreds of thousands in America and Canada, England, Europe, Germany for sure, because that's where it really started. I'm not saying it originated there, but that's where, when they sought Aryan blood, Levensborn, that was the genetic birthing centers, was the prelude to a master race of super soldiers. After the war, it spread globally. It is not a Nazi German ideology and not even a covert CIA or British or Russian or anybody else's. They've all become the prey of the predator. Chosen ones are the prey, the Judases of the predator. Hell's Kitchen, the predator, the concept is in the mind of the fallen cherub. The word of God, the spirit of God reveals that he blinds the minds of unbelievers. You want to know the father of mind control, then you better begin to look at a superhuman entity with vast powers over fallen humanity. He is, small g, the god of this eon, this time period. You can read about it in 1 John 5 that he is the evil one in control of the whole world. Prince of the power of the air, the atmosphere around the earth where he's literally doling out trances and visions and revelations and, you know, data coming down from that grid around the planet. It's become voice to skull, voice to spirit, revelation to dream and vision and concept. Demonic revelation becomes ideology, becomes engineering. And so the people at DARPA that have sold out to say, we'll do anything to get the advantage, very similar to the Nazi doctors, the concept then opens wide the door to listen to anything supra-natural. So at DARPA, you can go listen, you can go to Wired.com and just, you know, check out the DARPA stuff there. I'm going to read one thing, quote. I'm just quoting concerning one of the articles from Wired.com. And it's entitled Danger Room, What's Next in National Security? And the subtitle, this is by, I believe his name is Noah Schachtman. And he's talking about kill-proof soldiers. DARPA's goal. Now, DARPA, it says, the Pentagon's way out science arm wants to make soldiers stronger, faster, generally, quote, kill-proof. The key, the agency believes, is getting humans to act more like animals. Tom Horn has given a lot of insight to transgenics. Those at Fort Bragg years and years ago, and the sub-personalities, they already understand the splicing in of specific animal-type genes that will cause them to see in the dark. But the genetic is not just from animal, but from properties found in some levels of old bloodlines. That's what the demonic powers was leading Hitler, Himmler, and the Nazi doctors to find. You got to understand, where did they come up with the dream of a master race of super soldiers? They began to develop it. They began breeding in hidden, secretive places under deep spiritual conditions, including the, quote, scientific search to bring about Nephilim-empowered Aryan blood. Soldiers that can be stronger. Soldiers that can be fast. I'm giving a warning to soldiers right now. New soldiers, old soldiers, listen. There are those who will, you know, try to bring you into programs and enhance. They're transmuting you. They're not transforming you. They are transmuting you. This is demonic supra-revelation that has become military ideology and engineering. I would say that there are those at DARPA that are probably New Agers or maybe Luciferians or maybe Masonic or maybe getting dreams where ideas pop in their head about super soldiers. I mean, when you write an entire manual way back there, I think in the, what, 60s or 70s? Colonel Shannon's, you know, 1st Earth Battalion, which will probably come up in the new movie coming out, The Men Who Stared at Goats. And by the way, YouTube has a number of really good videos on John Ronson's book, The Men Who Stared at Goats, where he interviews Colonel Stubblebine and John Alexander, many others in military, those who believe that they could learn the powers, superpowers, to walk through walls. Matter of fact, I have a book here. We quoted it in our book coming up about the possibility of a civil or a kind of a psy war breaking out where the powers that have been sought even back in the 70s, and there's been well over 30 some years to advance the concept, powers that could be projected to strike generals, captains, colonels, cause heart attacks, brain seizures. They even believe that some of these powers can affect electronics, and now there is the testing of striking weapons systems. Now, I'm reading again from Wired.com, Danger Room, what's next in the national security, and I'm listening, quote, for years, DARPA has been pushing to boost soldier performance. Today, at the opening of DARPA Tech, the agency's biannual conference, Program Manager Michael Callahan just announced a new effort to take that research even further. He calls it Inner Armor. Inner Armor. The project has two main thrusts. Number one, the first is to enable soldiers to work better in extremes. High altitudes, brutal heat, undersea depths. Now, please stop there for a moment. Go back to Mengele taking all those Jews and twins and, you know, putting them in freezing cold water and listen, doing all the testing so that they can create a super soldier back then. And I have to ask the question, what's the difference? Maybe they're not using little twins any longer. I don't know. If hundreds of thousands of victims of mind control have showed up in their 40s and 50s, when you track backwards, it all began when they were babies, given up by their military moms, dads, and coven grandfathers, and out of that whole system. That's just one of the, you know, hopes. There's the animal genes, blood, power, enhancing super soldiers. Now, you can go back again and study what the Russians did years ago in trying to take gorillas and somehow bring, well, even in the idea of hybrids, creating soldiers with the strength and power of gorillas. You think it's funny? not through the ones who were experimented on, not through the ones who were mutated. Some of you that are listening right now may be soldiers who have been mutated, where your eyes, when you switch personalities, actually change. Instead of being round and a round pupil, you get that kind of snake-like eye. Demonized individuals get that. I believe demon possession brings effect even to the genetic makeup until they're cast out. What's it all about? What are we talking about? Listen, when we talked about Revelation 19, Armageddon, final battle, world's largest supranatural, supra-tech military, by far the largest, most powerful, with the most incredibly designed planetary defense weapons. Revelation 19:19 is God giving a snapshot of the super leader that's coming. All the New Agers from Alice Bailey on talk about him as the world teacher. The Muslims refer to him as a Mahdi. A lot of the folks in kind of esoteric or Buddhistic and even Hinduistic versions look at the Maitreya with Benjamin Krimp. There are numerous streams. Even the concept of the return of Quatsi or Katsi Quattle, whatever you want to call them. There are those that believe. And when he arrives, he's going to look like a savior to the world and the false prophet. And for those who are believers in Christ, and you do believe the revelations of Scripture, that prophetic writings bring massive, detailed revelation, ultimately for the purpose of getting people saved. You're listening right now if you are lost because God wants you saved to come to Christ. This is because of the eternal command of God that prophetic writings from 3,000 years ago would be written down, designed to speak because they're living words. Have you read Psalm 2? Have the occultists and Luciferians, those in Rome that have been downloading our other materials right next to the Vatican. I mean, listen, if the Antichrist is going to appear in the next 10 years, 5 years, some people think, that means he's already been born. The false prophet's already been born. That means that they're up there in age now, and they're operating, and they're working, and they're part of it, and they've been bathed in blood rituals for years and years and years. That means the agenda, as God has shown, is going to continue to develop. But I'm going to tell you right now, what an occultist, a brotherhooder, an illuminist, a Luciferian, whatever you want to call it, when they write to me and tell me that the mothers of darkness and her priestesses will be utilized as personal seers and consorts, that they would be an additional security system, that they would be able to use the seeing to find anyone who's not committed to the Antichrist, locate them, to nab them. I'm telling you now what you need to know, that it will become so supernatural that if you don't know the authority of Christ, the armor of God, and what you can do to trash and bash and trample the powers that they have. See, their powers will be fierce if uncontested. And I'm saying that Christians better get a hold of the Word of God and the preemptive biblical prophetic revelation, and learn what it is to use the authority that you have been given, because it's massive. quick story. Chosen one, one that knows and understands all about Psy Wars and powers and raising spirits and sending them and covens, and came out of Fort Bragg, handed me the 1st Earth Battalion New Age-ish military manual back in the 90s. Handed it to me. I've seen the powers in that person. Spoke 5 languages and can project out remote view and do blitzkrieg satanic ritual warfare. That's the one that told me that the troops of Antichrist will make Hitler's SS troops look like choir boys. This is the one that remote viewed my house and told me details. This one and a federal officer's wife that was able to detect our approach again and again and escape, they had powers. They had abilities. But when one of them returned out of state, coming back, when they got out of the car from a law enforcement agent that brought them down, screamed at me, yelled at me, you know, kind of just confronted me and said, "What have you been doing, your spiritual warfare?" Inside, I smiled. I said, "Why?" They said, "Because we could barely summon a demon for 3 weeks." What they didn't know was that when I got information, I targeted the area, the names, the places, and everything they told me. I targeted and thundered prayers against the dark side. Does any Christian know how to use the authority of Christ? Does any Christian know how to engage spiritual warfare? Is there any believer that still believes in praying with power and might and strength that sees the power of God fall? For the good, saving, healing, delivering. And also for the crushing, trampling of dark powers. It's one thing that I've seen over the years in exorcism. They all know, all the demons know, what great power. Somebody else writes me tonight listening, says, referring to Mothers of Darkness, says, "This sounds like something about the people who are attacking me," would write. Well, there's more than one of them. There are quite a few of them. They're out there by the hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands. Now, I got a note here. It says, "Hi, Russ. Scary stuff. You said chosen ones, and I referred to satanically, you know, chosen to become these warriors. You said the chosen ones would tell them that they have not seen but a hint of the powers that will be unleashed." Notice, this is what the person says. "And electronics are very easy to bring down. I've done it myself." I'm quoting from someone experienced in this area. "I have seen this happen in the past. On Steve Quayle's show, when we did an interview on the Black Awakening and these super soldiers back in June, his entire house was struck. There was another thing that occurred at the station when we did another one of those things where everything was struck." I agree, it can happen. So here's what it goes on to say. "Yes, I agree too." I'm quoting. "The world has seen nothing yet." You hear what I'm saying? I think that Christians should shake their heads, throw off the enculturation of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And you better stand up to become like David, powerful like Nehemiah, powerful like Deborah. Great spiritual warriors that can lead souls to Christ on the one hand and love people, and on the other hand, with fierce authority of Christ himself, trample dark powers and come against it. I've been saying this for a long time, and we have now and have had those who are into these enhanced powers. And I'm quoting what this one says. Quote, yes, I agree too. The world has seen nothing yet. I know I am capable. I know what I'm capable of when I'm angry. Well, look at Ephesians 4. It's that platform of anger is where Satan can come in with raging power and take it to rage and unleash and manifest power. No question. I'm quoting them. I've used psi powers to lash out, and the destruction that followed was frightening. I do not want to be like them. I know others right now with Christian cores, the central personality, who even when using constraint still manage to leak out destruction. It's because they're not all the way delivered and healed. They go on to say this, quote, I dread the thought of what could happen if we were no longer in control, in a control period. Quote, listen to a Psy Warrior. Just came in live. Quote, I wonder what would happen with nothing to hold us back. You ever read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, my friends? Referring to the great revolt, black awakening, the unleashing of what we're talking about as unprecedented before the rise of the Antichrist. Actually, it's what causes the outing of the Antichrist. There is a sovereign restraint. Let the Illuminati, let the Luciferian, let the chosen ones know. Your side is bulging to break out. Yes, I know that. But there is a sovereign restraint. And what evil will do when unleashed like that, ultimately, redemption comes. The possibility of the greatest revival and turning to Christ in human history is just around the corner. We'll talk about that in another week. Right now, we're down to 59 minutes in a one-hour session. And I feel the Spirit of God and the engagement. I believe that it's providential. I believe that those that sit with their arms crossed in front of their computers come to Christ, to the power of the blood. You might understand the powers because you've been hidden from God. But I'm talking about coming out of the darkness into infinite light. Listen, my friends. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net, fourth part, Friday at 6 p.m. Hope you can come to the conference, Mansfield, October 23rd, 24th. Our blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Good night.